Hi, everyone. This is JP, and you are listening to the Exploring EOS podcast. You can find all of our episodes over at exploringeos.com. Today, we are talking about Lumios, a platform that runs on the EOS blockchain that helps you securely own and monetize your data online. We have on the line CEO of Lumios, Ali Ayash. Ali, welcome to the Exploring EOS podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Could you just take a minute and introduce yourself to our listeners?
So my name is Ali. I am the founder and CEO of Lumios. We're building a survey platform on top of EOS, focused on data ownership of our user base. We're based in San Francisco.
Okay, cool. What brought you into crypto?
So I was I'm a software engineer for a majority of my career, I guess. I was working at first with Amazon for the Amazon ordering team. So I've built high scalable distributed systems. And then I decided to move to the Bay Area. I worked at Google Cloud, and we were building a distributed file system for cloud, which was actually very similar to distributed and decentralized systems, which is interesting because I wasn't into blockchain at that point. But earlier last year, I started doing some investing into Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptos. And I started looking more into blockchain more seriously. I started reading more about it, wrote my first smart contract on Ethereum, and wrote a dApp. It just started from there. I decided to quit Google, work with one of my friends on a Ethereum-based project called Btoken. I was a lead engineer, and we were building a pretty much like a system for escrows, for payments between hosts and guests, like an Airbnb, and reputation and arbitration systems. Earlier this year, I decided to start my own thing, and I was mostly exploring the options of building a social blockchain. Built on its own blockchain. So I started looking into multiple different consensus algorithms, and I realized like delegated proof of stake is the way to go. And hence we started working on it and started looking more into EOS, and realized that the founder, like the actual people who are behind EOS, were also behind the delegated proof of stake libraries that I was looking at, like BitShares and Graphene. Mm-hmm. And from there, I decided to build on top of EOS, and that's how Lumios started earlier this year.
Okay.
We wanted to focus mainly in the beginning on users, and then we can, as we build our infrastructure. So that's our goal.
Okay. So were you, it sounds like you were initially looking at building your own blockchain for this, and then you decided to go build on top of EOS because it was already there?
Correct. So one thing I saw that is missing, at least, is there's a lot of interactions that are happening, like with Facebook, with Google, big like centralized companies that required to have decentralization mainly for the user's sake, so the users know what's happening to their data, what's happening to their information. And it's just like the idea in the past was people will just share information as much as possible with these companies. And as users, you don't own anything that you are sharing. And what we wanted to do instead is empower the users to pretty much own their files, own their data. And the blockchain seemed to be the right approach for that. So I still think that we need to have a social blockchain. But as of right now, let's try at least to get people to use the blockchain in the first place. So I'm just piggybacking on what's existing right now, which is the EOS infrastructure, which can be extended, which can be forked, which can be as we're seeing already. So, mm-hmm.
So with the social blockchain, I know, you know, I'm confident that that's going to happen at some point. Is Lumios something that can kind of plug into that, or kind of be a foundation for a more social blockchain application? Because people are there's still going to be data involved, right? Just because it's on that blockchain doesn't mean your data is necessarily safe, right? Or that you have much control over it, right? So to me, I mean, as you're talking, I'm wondering, is Lumios something like long-term where you're going to be able to plug it into other applications like a social network or something like that. And
correct. Yeah, that's like our ultimate goal. So we have a multi phase project. So we wanted to start first with a platform that users actually use, and a lot of users will use, and they start sharing minimal data about themselves, like their gender, their location, their age. So data that is okay, and as a way for us to build trust with the users. So that's our phase one. So that's why we decided to go with surveys. Surveys and polls are has not been really disrupted industry, and it really benefits from the blockchain, because now you can see like votes, now you can see the preferences of big demographics very easily and very quickly, and at the same time reward participants. So those kind of surveys, we also are going to move to the community side of things, where people can actually join communities around certain topics. Like, I want to ask questions and surveys about EOS. I want to ask questions and surveys about blockchain, cryptocurrencies, investments, and all that. Mm-hmm. And then that's where we're adding more and more of a social aspect. But at the same time, we're building the infrastructure as we're gathering our user base. So the infrastructure is mostly focused on data sharing, the ability of a user to give some information to some other user and in exchange for cryptocurrency. And that is the main technology that is behind Lumios. We actually submitted a patent for it earlier this year. And the idea is that that infrastructure that is same powering the Lumios mobile application for social surveys can be used for that data sharing. And the more users we have, the more valuable the data becomes. And that's where we can start attracting advertisers and ad tech companies to tap into our pretty much like data decentralized distributed data system that we created of all these users in order to monetize their data even further. And can basically we'll write the APIs to plug in into that network in the future.
Okay, very interesting. What, like, I probably should ask this a little earlier, but what are there any other problems that this solves besides just like, you know, the common thing that we understand that's always in the news right now, like data breaches are happening all over the place, right?
Privacy is super critical in that sense. And the best part is about owning your data is that you are fully in control of its privacy. So if you share something on Google or Facebook, you have some privacy tools around it, sure, but you have no idea who's accessing that information. With blockchain, at least, we can make it in such a way that once the data is encrypted, there is a trail of who accessed it at any point in time. So we can't even lie about it. And if some data breach happens, it can actually be traced immediately and problems can be fixed. So even with blockchain, the problem of data breaches is still a big issue. Like, we can solve the privacy problem to the best extent by basically giving the users the privacy controls of and the data ownership of their information. But the best part about blockchain is that, again, it's multiple people helping in ensuring that data breaches don't happen. So if we realize that there's some vulnerabilities, we can immediately upgrade, drop data and start over. We can't do this from day one because, again, once it's on the blockchain, it's there forever. So it has to be a system that goes through rigorous security checks before it goes live. And I believe that that is going to solve the data breaches problem. But again, like, the main issue that at least that solves from day one is the privacy issue. The other thing is the monetization aspect. Now, instead of just using the platform or sharing all this information without getting anything out of it, we can get something out of it. And all this data that you're sharing with advertisers has a lot of value. And once you're owning that data, you can pretty much monetize it the same way if you own a car, you can monetize it with Uber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with your first step with this of using polls and surveys, how will a user, like if I go on there and I start taking polls, I start taking surveys. I'm assuming this is how it works for the end user. I have an account and I start taking polls and surveys, and my data is being collected by Lumios, but I have control over it. So then am I basically selling my data to somebody who wants to buy it?
In this phase, the way it works is we have a mobile application you download, you put in some of your data, mainly location, gender, age, employer, and school. And that data will be encrypted by the password that you create when you first generate the account. It will be stored on a sidechain. Like basically the hash itself will go onto an IPFS node, still a private node for now. And the actual IPFS hash goes onto the sidechain with the account that we created for the user. Now that user kind of like pretty much owned that information, because he's the user himself will only have the access to decrypt it. What happens now through the app is if you want to answer a survey and you want to be able to make money out of it. So those surveys are coming from corporate customers who are paying Lumios, the company, to host those polls for them. As of right now, it's pretty much all free, but that's like the ideal situation. And then when the user goes ahead and answers a poll, they're basically authorized Lumios to access their data and in exchange for getting money in return in the form of the token, the Lumios token. That we provide, and it's all tracked by the smart contract in a way to ensure that, you know, the first 100 people who answer this gets X amount, the next 100 people gets a certain amount, and the data that is accessed is only as part of aggregates. So as Lumios will have a validator that basically aggregates that information separately off chain, and then put the full result on the chain and keep incrementing it. Until there's on the chain, you won't see like what a person X said. Instead, mm-hmm. you will see 100 males said X, 100 females said Y, or whatever. Okay. And that's that ensures that data privacy is protected because nobody has seen this individual results yet, other than the validator who aggregated the data in the first place. And in exchange for that, you are actually getting the tokens. So it's not that simple, but that's like the main idea.
Okay, so in exchange for filling out the surveys and attaching your data to that, you get some Lumios. Are the validators, is that something that a user could do, or is that done by Lumios?
So as of right now, that is done by Lumios. We plan to decentralize that process in the future. One way we were thinking of it is by maybe getting a few block producers to run our validator software and reach to a consensus where we break down the data into multiple block producers, like say five, and then as long as three of them agree on the aggregation, we will go with that result. And in that way, we ensure that no central entity has pretty much access to full pieces of data about one user.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's smart. So people get these Lumios tokens by filling out the surveys. Now, is the token supply going to just keep increasing through inflation through that mechanism, or is there kind of a cap on the number of tokens? And so Lumios or the corporate companies trying to get you to fill out their survey are going to have to use Lumios eventually to purchase access. How does that all work?
Yeah. So for the first 2 years after the Lumios launch, we will be working with a fixed token supply. We have a 1 billion token supply. And then after 2 years, we'll vote on inflation. But the idea is for the first 2 years, the fixed token supply means that you make tokens by getting them from somewhere else. And the way the economy works is inside a community, you can have its own economy. Like, let's say an EOS community, instead of even getting paid in Lumios, you get paid in EOS. Mm-hmm. And then there is, let's say, in a corporate surveys community, if you answer a poll, the creator must put a bounty on that poll for in the form of tokens. They can pay us in dollars, they can pay us in other crypto, but then the poll itself and or the survey will have, let's say, 100 Lumios tokens. And then if 100 people answers that survey, they will get equal shares of that bounty. The first 100 people, let's say. The next ones might get a smaller share. And so that's like one example.
I see. Okay. Do you have a mechanism for identity or something like that where, because I could see somebody just making multiple accounts, right? And
filling
out the same survey.
So, I mean, that's one of the main reasons we haven't, we've been like testing this in beta for a while. And it's basically our anti-Sybil mechanism is to go ahead and verify your phone number, verify your email address, and then after you do that, you would be able to solve polls. You'll still be limited in the number of polls that you will solve. In the future, it's not so distant actually. This year, once we launch our smart contract on the mainnet, we're planning to do staking, where in order for you to do unlimited polls, you need to, or 100 polls a day, you need to stake X amount of tokens. And by doing this, we can like ensure that you're not going to cheat. If we realize in the future that you cheated, you lose your stake. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is you stake, let's say, 1,000 Lumios token for 30 days. And then during that time, you can solve 10 polls a day or 100 polls a day. If you want more, you can stake more.
Okay.
The idea is to make sure the token economy or the tokenomics is really interesting, that will keep the users, do the right thing. But at the same time, it's interesting that it becomes like a gamification system, where if you want to unlock more features in the app, you stake tokens or you can pay them to the community that you are answering in.
So you say in the community that you're answering in, is there a built-in mechanism for kind of different communities, or is how does that work?
So right now we're planning to launch our, by the way, we're going to launch this month our application live. Right now it's been in beta for a couple of months. I think we removed all the bugs at this point and it's ready for mass adoption. One of the features that we're launching with is community, and it's basically, think of it as a Reddit or Reddit / Quora, where users can join a community of same enthusiasts, and they can ask poll questions related to that community. So, and then they can get feedback immediately.
Okay.
The idea is that some of the communities will be public, for instance, EOS community. Other communities can be private, like a private investor groups, for instance. Mm-hmm. For those, you can create rules. So one example of a rule is you cannot join this community unless you stake X amount of tokens, or you cannot join this community unless you get an invite from one person inside that community, or you cannot join like this Stanford community unless you have a stanford.edu email address. And then it's the rule, as long as you provide, as long as you check the rule, you can join a community, and then you can benefit from those surveys within those communities or questions. And again, like the idea is for every community that is created to be moderated and to be well vetted, for it to be a successful community. Once, if we realize that a community isn't doing good, we can shut it down, mm-hmm. and start over.
So within the community, what can you do when you join a community? Is this like you join a community and then it's kind of like a marketing channel for the companies who want their surveys done only? Or is there also like a chat type thing, kind of like Reddit, like posting and communicating? Or is it more just doing surveys under a certain umbrella?
Yeah, we wanted to slowly introduce more social aspects to the surveys. I mean, we wanted to start somewhere for Q&A. the easiest form of Q&A, in my opinion, is just multiple choice questions, which is why we started with surveys. One thing you can do is you can answer the survey and compare your results with others, what the majority have said. You can pay if you want to view the full breakdown of results. And if you do pay, anyone who participated gets rewarded. You can also add a comment to ask, start a discussion, something, again, similar to replies on Reddit threads. And that data itself will become visible to anyone who has either paid to be part of the community or sponsored to be part of the community. And slowly it will be something more similar to a new social platform that isn't existent yet. So I don't think that the new, you know, Facebook is going to be a Facebook. It's right. Not, or a Snapchat. It's going to be an interesting combination of what the people think is an interesting social network. People are interested in infinite scrolls where they're scrolling through content. They don't want to see that stuff. At the same time, interested in viewing what everybody else is thinking without knowing what an individual actually said. So those are things, in my opinion, that are interesting to a lot of people, but it's not like there's no social network just around this. And I'm very curious to see where, like, those initial features that we are launching Lumius with is going to get us to in the future, especially if we get 100,000 people, a million users, or whatnot, on actually using the application.
Yeah. I previously interviewed the guys over at Coco, QOQO. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's kind of like a Quora for on the blockchain, where if you have a question, you can, I don't know the exact, I don't, they hadn't ironed out the exact way the tokens work, but it'd be something kind of like, if you have a question, you could stake some tokens to get it answered. And then whoever has the best answer gets the tokens or something like that. Is that like using the tokens for the kind of question answer, not just a general survey where you're getting statistical data,
correct?
But more a directed thing that's focused more on expertise. Is that something that you guys are looking into?
Yeah. So one thing is we're building audiences as part of building the user base. So as we're building the audiences, we can start verifying some of their skill sets. So if we know that these people, so once you onboard, one of the things what we're going to add in the future is basically a survey that you fill when you're onboarding. And that survey kind of helps us understand your expertise. So we ask you, have you done cryptocurrency trading? Do you own an EOS wallet? Things like that, to know basically what you know. And now that we know that you know about EOS, you know about computer science and programming, you know about sports, we can start targeting you only. So you wouldn't see, everybody will not see the same polls as everybody else. They will see them based on what they know. And that will ensure that there is higher quality results, but at the same time, they will ensure that they're relevant. So if you're not into crypto and you happen to have the app, I think we have a few people like that already have been telling us that we're tired of all these crypto polls, let's put something else. So they wouldn't see those polls anymore because crypto is not in their portfolio of things that they know about.
Cool. Yeah, I really like this concept of the different communities, and I think that really helped with adoption and getting people interested in more than just like an open-ended, hey, take a bunch of random polls.
Exactly. Plus, like, if you think of it, at some point we'll have like thousands of polls on the platform, and some interesting ones will be dug deep, like it will be hidden. So in order to ensure that they don't, people can start voting on good or bad. And when they vote on a good poll, they can even say, okay, if somebody answered this poll, you can add 5 tokens to them. And the more tokens there are on a certain poll, the more people will want to answer it. And the more people answering it, the better like result breakdown that you will get. And all of this will be driven by within the community in order to surface the best polls up and basically put the worst ones down.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. If I, you know, once you launch, if I download the app on my phone, do I need to have EOS and stake EOS in order to kind of run the transactions? Or is this something I could, you know, give to somebody who doesn't know anything about EOS and they can just start using
it? So one of the goals of Flumios, and actually a part of our mission, is to be able to go to mainstream without only targeting crypto audience. We want to be able to let anybody use us. We're building a blockchain infrastructure, but as a user, you don't need to know that this is using a blockchain infrastructure. So the way it works is when you create an account, we create an account for you on an EOS sidechain. And then we keep track of the Lumios that you have made in a mainnet account that we manage for you. And as we manage your account, if you want to do any action, you'll do it through the app. So you don't have to, again, bring any EOS or anything. But if you want to move your tokens outside of the platform or into your own specific account that you own the private key, you have the option to do that. When you do, basically remove your account on the sidechain and then append all the data and the tokens to your mainnet account. That's one way. Another way for like students who don't know about EOS, don't know about exchanges, who happen to be using our apps, our app will be able, we're working with another blockchain company in order to allow them to exchange tokens in exchange for gift cards. So if you want to pretty much take some of your tokens outside of the platform and convert it to actual money, we'd be able to just immediately get a gift card on Amazon or Best Buy or whatever and then use it. And that way you don't even need to worry about a wallet. You don't even need to worry about exchanges or anything like that. And again, like it's just like in a game where you can buy resources, you can use up resources. It's a very similar mechanism. So people will be able to understand it without having to worry about, oh, I'm actually staking or I'm actually doing this. It's the inside the application. You would just see yourself using some of your tokens in order to get some features, or this is how much you did make in tokens by doing these actions. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about smart contracts. You don't have to worry about wallets or any accounts.
Well, that's really great. From like a little bit more of a technical side of things, is this sidechain, is this like a separate block producers running the sidechain to, or is it actually like the EOS, like part of the mainnet, I guess?
Yeah, we're partnering with the company is building this OR sidechain, and the idea is it's exact same code as EOS, 21 block producers. There's no real concept of voting or token or anything like that. It's just a way for us to create accounts cheaply. One of the problems with EOS mainnet right now, if you want to create an account for 1 million users, you're pretty much paying over $1 million. So it's not really something that we can do for all the users. But instead, what we can do is we can create an account for a few cents. And if you are a power user who already has an account or who knows how to create an account, or you can go to a certain website and create an account, and we'll teach you how to do this. If you do this, then we don't have to manage it for you on the sidechain. But one of the forward-thinking ideas we're thinking with the OR sidechain is, once interoperability happens, we don't even have to move those accounts outside. We can just connect them, and then we can keep track of where the account lives, whether it lives on the main chain or the side chain.
Okay. And then you'd be able to just easily send your Lumios tokens back and forth, right?
Correct, yeah.
Or do those tokens kind of stay on the mainnet?
So on launch, what we're doing is we have one account. So the sidechain will keep track of the users and their amount of tokens. On the main chain, we'll keep track of the summation of all these tokens of the sidechain. Mm-hmm. So instead of having 100 accounts for 100 users, we'll only have one account for all these 100 users.
I see.
If you want to move them, we'll just like, because this account is owned by Lumios, we can move those tokens to your account. Right. So in a sense, we're pretty much managing the tokens for you. Mm-hmm. Some people might think this is a bit centralized, but again, everything is traceable. So you can verify that information.
Yeah, it's all on the chain, so you can see what's happening, and then in the future you'll be able to take it out of that centralized wallet and put it in your own, right?
So, correct.
Great. Well, this is really cool. I got a couple more quick questions. Is there going to be some sort of a token distribution beyond just filling out the surveys?
Yeah. So what we are planning to do is if you verify your information, actually you will get immediately a set amount of tokens for just downloading the app and signing up with an email and phone. If you verify your information, you get extra tokens. The more data that you verify when you first start, like your location through GPS, if you verify your home address with an ID that's coming in the future, or if you verify your phone number with a text message, you'll get extra tokens as well. We're also, that's like one way. The other way is we're actually doing an airdrop to EOS token holders. We're still figuring out the legalities behind it, but we're planning to do that before the end of this year. That will raise awareness more about the project and within EOS at least. And it's a way for us to, you know, get a big number of users early on. Mm-hmm. We're giving away pretty much like 20% of the tokens for those like reasons, the airdrops, the incentives, the verification, but also for referrals. So if you refer some of your friends and your friends download it, both of you get a certain amount of tokens as well.
Yeah. Very cool. That's great. And then I think you mentioned something about voting earlier. Are token holders going to be able to vote in some way to steer things? Or how does that work? Is there a governance layer of some sort?
We have not discussed that. It's something that we've been recently thinking of. If we want to do major changes to the token economics after launch, we'll definitely have to do some sort of a voting. And if we do decide to do that, it should be following our paradigm of making sure everything is simple for the user. It will be a nice user interface within the app. Mm-hmm. You get a notification, you'll be like, do you want this to happen? Yes, no. So.
Okay, cool. And then just one last quick thing. I noticed looking through your website, which by the way is Lumeos, LUMEOS.io, that you have quite a strong team. Can you tell us a little bit about your team?
Sure. So myself and my co-founder and CTO, we used to be friends for like over 7 years. We met as an interns at IBM. So I after I graduated, I went to Amazon, Google. He went to Bloomberg, Athena Capital, and he's done a lot of trading software for crypto as well. That was last year, which is good timing for that. And we're working with Anna. Anna is taking over operations, and she's worked with the Swedish government and done a lot of. She was actually also COO at Ensign, which is also a startup over here. And Rick is a marketing expert. He's done a big he actually founded and exited a social platform in Turkey for influencers, which is very interesting. We're working with two other part-time engineers. I don't think they're on the website, but Fred is the designer. He worked at Disney, but he does a lot of freelance designs for a lot of different fields, but mainly blockchain recently. He's also big on EOS.
Okay. Cool. Well, it seems to me like you guys are doing a lot of things right, and you've got a strong team, and you really thought this through. I think some apps, crypto projects kind of aren't really always keeping the end user in mind at the forefront, right? And it sounds like that's really what you guys are doing. So I'm excited about this project, and I look forward to the launch and the airdrop, and and everything else. Do you have dates on the launch and airdrop?
Originally, we were telling everybody that we'll be able to do it by the end of October, but again, I didn't realize that a few legal things take a longer time to do, especially because we're in the US, so right. There's a lot more hurdles and moves to go through. But, and you can maybe do this exclusively here, the app launch is happening this month and very, very soon.
Okay.
On the Apple Store and the Android Play Store for English speakers, English speaking countries.
Great. Well, that's really exciting. If somebody wants to be, you know, one of the first to be notified that it's live, should they just follow you on Twitter, or what would be the best way for people to?
So, definitely all our socials. But we're going to send out an email the moment we are on the app stores. And you can sign up on lumios.io. There's a subscribe. You can just give us your emails and then we'll make sure to shoot you a message. Follow us on Telegram, Twitter, Facebook, all the other socials, and you'll be first to know.
Very good. Well, Ali, I really appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck with this project. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today's episode. Please take a moment to leave us a rating and review on your podcast app of choice, and let me know what kind of guests you'd like to hear from in the future. Also, these reviews really help us spread the word about EOS. So thank you for that. And thank you for joining me today in exploring EOS. The content of the Exploring EOS show, videos, and website are for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, legal, or professional advice of any kind. You should not take action on any information provided without first consulting a professional advisor and doing your own due diligence. Investing in cryptocurrencies is risky. Please seek professional help.